Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Welcome once again to Tuesday Talk with Key West Lou. I am your host, Louis Patron. Another crazy week. I would think that at some point, some week, I can say, gee whiz, folks, nothing happened of any interest this week. But the world we live in continues to be crazy. There are crazies all over the place, every continent. And it just these things can't be avoided, I guess, that are happening. People walk around with their eyes open, but they do not see. They are blind. Everyone, many people in many countries are blind to what is going on. They refuse to see that which is. Now, let me start with Texas. There are crazies in Texas. Texas, USA, I am talking about. The story I am going to share with you happened in the last 24 hours. The media has not picked up on it in any great amounts as yet. The place is Bastrop, Texas. B-A-S-T-R-O-P, Bastrop, Texas. The government, they believe, the people in the area of Bastrop, Texas, believe that the United States government is going to invade them. Yes, we are going to take our military and we're going to invade Bastrop. And this is all part of a plan that Obama is responsible for. He wants to invade Texas and he has put the modus operandi to do it in place. They even know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen on July 15th, just what, 10 days from now? And it comes in the form of an Army training exercise. The United States Army announced that there is going to be a military training exercise in the area of Bastrop, Texas, called Jade Helm. The exercise is called Jade Helm. What it means, I absolutely have no idea. It happens to be one of the biggest Army training exercises ever. Well, the people of Bastrop, Texas, believe it ain't really going to be a training exercise, that it's putting the military in place to take over their area. And they are serious about it. They believe that this Army training exercise, which has been planned for months, is a plot to spy on Texas. It's a plot to confiscate their guns, and it's a plot to establish martial law. And they believe this is going to happen to them in less than 2 weeks. It's panic time down there. These people are paranoid. I can't believe this would ever happen. And some of you may, though. We live in a crazy world, with all due respect to your opinion. But these people are paranoid, in my opinion. A former mayor, his name is Orr, O-R-R, of Bastrop, was interviewed. And he talked about cause and effect, why is this thing happening, and so forth. Let me tell you why the people believe that Obama's invading them on July 15th, okay? And one comment he made, and I quote, "The truth is, this stems a fair amount from the fact that we have a black president," quote unquote, "from the fact we have a black president." You know, I thought people just said this. They didn't really believe it. They believe it down in Texas. Another thing he said, a number of people are concerned that Obama is primarily concerned with the welfare of blacks and illegal aliens. He doesn't care about the whites and white American citizens. He also said, and I quote, "People think the government is not on the side of the white guy." People think government is not on the side of the white guy. And this is really far out, I think. But he said that the people down there are afraid. Obama wants to cancel the presidential elections to be held in 2016. He wants to cancel those elections because he wants to extend his term in office by starting this war, so to speak, on the citizens of the United States in Texas. The elections will be deferred, and he will be president ad infinitum. Now, the people rabble-rousing down there saying this and believing it, and I know some of my listeners believe this kind of stuff too, because that's the world we live in. Everybody has different opinions. I think you people are crazy if you believe this stuff. I don't, but that's okay. That's the way it is. This is the United States of America. The conservative Republicans are stoking the fire in Bastrop. They're very conservative, you know, the ultra-right Republicans. They're making people believe the federal government is coming after them. You recall Governor Perry, the former governor. He is now running for the Republican nomination for president of the United States. Well, I don't think what these people are thinking right now is too crazy. If you recall, you think back to what Perry, when he was governor 3 years ago, said. He said that Texas might secede from the Union. Yes, it was a big deal at the time. Texas might secede from the Union because they didn't like what was going on in Washington. They were uncomfortable with Obama. Well, if their governor thought they should secede, I thought we got rid of this business in 1860 with a civil war, it makes sense that his people are crazy, too. And they believe that this army exercise, okay, is going to be Obama's way of invading their area and taking it over because he wants to spy on them, he wants to confiscate their guns and establish martial law. You know, it's like these people who say the end of the world is going to happen on this day, and they go sit on top of a mountain, and they're waiting for the end of the earth, and God's going to come and take them up to heaven. Well, we've had many of these days announced over the centuries, and what's happened? Nothing. The day comes when the earth is supposed to end. God is supposed to come down. God's going to come down someday. I believe this. I'm a fallen away Catholic. I believe in God, though, and all that sort of thing. But these people are nuts, too. They go sit on the mountaintop, and they're waiting for the world to end, and it doesn't end. Okay, we're going to Greece. Greece, Greece, Greece. I'm going to spend quite a bit of time tonight on Greece because it's important. I'm familiar with Greece, as you all know by this time. I've made several trips there. I've been fortunate. I've spent months at a time in Greece. I love Greece. I love the Greek people. But things are happening in Europe, and things are happening in Greece that could affect the entire world, not only Europe, but the United States as well. There was a story told that back in 1914, a long time ago. See, I believe history repeats itself, and people do not learn lessons from history, unfortunately. It is said that in 1914, World War I could have been avoided. Everyone knew there could be a war if this happened and that happened and so forth, and all these European countries had to do was sit down and each resolve their individual problems, which were resolvable. But everyone was hard-ass, and no one wanted to make the move. And as a result, we had a world war. It lasted 4 years, hundreds of thousands killed. England lost a whole generation of young men. Well, I think the same thing could happen here with Greece. If Greece leaves the Euro Union, I'm giving you my bottom line at the beginning. If Greece leaves the Euro Union, there's a good possibility Greece will survive, no question in my mind, and I'll explain this as I go along, but there will be a recession in Europe, because other countries are going to leave the Euro Union, Portugal, Ireland for two, maybe Italy, could be Spain. The Euro Union will fall apart, and when it falls apart, there's economic disaster all over the place because everybody got sucked into this one type of money, the Euro, we're all going to take care of each other. Germany's going to have a major recession. They got the most money invested in this Euro Union. They have the most money loaned out to Greece. They're going to take a big hit. And I believe if this happens there in Europe, it's going to happen here in the United States. That's what bothers me. The ocean will not protect us. All right, we know, this is a Greek update I'm going to give you, that on Sunday there was this vote. Do you want to stay with the Euro or get out of the Euro Union? By a vote of 61% to 39%, the Greek people overwhelmingly said, we vote no. plan that's being offered by the Euro Union. We don't want the euro. In effect, this was said. I think it was a good result. I anticipated the no people would win. I didn't think they might win by that large a number. The Greek people, as a result of that vote, what were they saying? They were saying this to the Euro Union, to Germany, to France, and everyone that's pressing them and has been breaking their backs for 5 years to pay off a debt that can never be paid off in anyone's lifetime. Greece was saying to the Euro Union, stop defecating on me, okay? Stop defecating on me. We won't take it anymore. So we're at a stage now that what happens, happens. The Euro Union was meeting today. They were meeting with the president of Greece. They're in Brussels again. They've had so many of these meetings in the last month. And there is no resolution yet. The Euro Union, because they're pompous asses. That's the only way to describe Germany and the countries that sort of rule the Euro Union, have said Greece has till Sunday to come up with a plan that we can accept. So far, Germany has said no to every suggestion made by Greece. And a simple why. Germany's owed the most money, number one. They want to get paid back. Number two, they're fearful that if Greece walks away, then these other countries that are getting pressed, like Italy, Portugal, Ireland, and Spain, they're going to walk away too, and there'll be financial disaster. So they're playing hard-ass bankers. Okay, now, again, I blame Germany primarily, by the way, for this whole thing, okay? Because they don't give. They're being very difficult in this negotiation. I mean, you give and take. Germany ain't given in any way so far in the negotiations. They have said, I repeat again, no to everything, and they have pushed the Greeks to the wall. Now, let me talk about the price of things in Greece right now. And I, as you know, have a friend, Anna, who's traveling right now in Greece. She spends a month there every year. And she's been reporting to me, and other people have emailed me, and even some long-distance telephone calls from Greece, from friends I've made over the years, and tell me the following. Athens is cheap. Come to Athens. The hotels are cheap. The restaurants are cheap. Have a wonderful Athens vacation. And Athens is packed with people. On the other hand, and they told me this was going to happen, and I didn't believe them, the islands are expensive. The good islands, like Santorini and Mykonos. In Santorini, because I have people there, I have someone that owns a hotel there, a cave apartment. My friend Anna happened to go to Santorini yesterday. She's spending this week in Santorini. She left Athens. And what she paid 200 euros for last year, a cave apartment, beautiful place, on the side of a cliff, magnificent, is 550 euros, from 200 euros to 550 euros a day. For some reason, I still don't understand, most of the cave hotels got renovated over the winter. These people, they got a few bucks. The people with money have the euros. They renovated their places, and people are paying as much as $1,000 a day to stay there. I don't care how much the dollar gets stronger against the euro and so forth. That's a lot of money. And the restaurants have doubled and tripled the cost of a meal on Santorini. I don't understand the relationship between Athens and the islands, and I can't explain it, but that is what is. That's how it is right now. So, expensive and cheap. We move on to what's going to happen in this negotiation? They had it today in Brussels. They got to come up with something by Sunday. I'm going to tell you something. The Greeks will not go gently into the night. They aren't going to give in, especially after this vote. The president today of Greece and his party are the far left people. They got elected because they said we are not going to capitulate to Germany and the Euro Union. We will not let them do what they have been doing to us any more. So they're not going to bend and get on their knees, especially after winning the popular vote on Sunday. It's screw you. And I believe that because of this, they're going to exit. It's a question of who's going to blink first. Both sides are playing chicken. Neither side bends. I got to give credit to Greece, though. They've come up with several plans. They all sucked, but they came up with alternative plans. The Euro Union has not come up with one new plan. It's just no, no, no. Now, again, if Greece leaves the Euro Union, it's havoc for the financial markets worldwide. Germany, again, has tons of money loaned to Greece. The biggest, they're the banker for the whole operation. They've got money loaned to all these other countries. The German people were smart 15, 20 years ago when the Euro Union got started. They saw, boy, they had money. We're going to make a lot more money because we're going to give all these countries money. We don't care whether they can pay it back or not. They'll eventually pay it back. And they loaned up trillions of dollars. And now they're finding, because they did not do proper due diligence, that these countries, some of them, can't pay them back. It's absolutely impossible. But they're saying, we don't care. We want their money. Now, let me explain how this works, what this money is that they're looking for. They had coming up last week, they missed the date, a payment that had to be made. Greece had a payment that had to be made. All it was an interest payment. An interest payment. And they can't meet it. The Euro Union wouldn't waive it. And so it's sitting out there. And let me explain further how this works. The Euro Union, if they were going to extend them money to cover the interest payment, would write a check to Greece to cover the amount of the interest payment that had to be paid to the Euro Union. Speaking in practical terms, Greece would endorse the back of the check and hand it back to the Euro Union. This has been going on for several years, for 5 years now. Greece is not reducing the debt, the principal, with any of these payments. They are not reducing the debt, and none of this money goes into the Greek economy to help it. It's the pig banks, P-I-G, the pig bank, which is the Euro Union. And I got to say it again, led by Germany. I haven't got I have nothing, no animosity to Germany, but they are playing bad, hard-ass banking, and they are responsible if the world comes tumbling down on them and everyone else. Now, they talk about, well, you know, I'm sick of hearing this, by the way, what I'm going to tell you now on television. Absolutely sick of hearing it. I love Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough. I watch that show every morning. Religiously, I'm awake at 6 watching it. But he keeps saying they don't pay their taxes. Why should they be given more money? They don't pay taxes. Well, let's look at this. It's a game. Let's look at this. They don't pay taxes. And I hope I make a point here. If I don't, it will be because I did not express myself properly. But here's what happens. In Greece, and I know the Greek people, no one wants to pay taxes. Whether you're poor or rich, no one wants to pay taxes. It's a game to avoid paying taxes, especially by the rich. Let me tell you, go stay at a hotel in Greece, whether it's Athens, Santorini, Mykonos, or Amagos, they will tell you, we don't want a credit card. We want to be paid in cash. Go to the ATM machine and take the euros out of there and pay us in cash. And why are they doing this? To beat the tax man so they don't have to pay taxes on the money. It's a game all over. And it's a game, really, everyone does it, rich and poor, but the rich are doing it primarily. They're the heavyweights in this thing because they got the most money to deal with. Now, I've been there. I've been told many times, cash only. It's happened to me in restaurants. I put down the credit card. It's an American credit card. No, sir, we only take cash. If you don't have it, there's an ATM down on the corner there, okay? Now, let's go to Italy. And Italy's in trouble. They're the next bad situation in the Euro Union right after Greece. Italy makes a game out of not paying taxes. Look at Silvio Berlusconi. I call him one of the great men in Italian history. He's been prime minister of Italy, a big-time politician. successful radio and television station magnate, owns them all over the world. This guy knows how to make money. He has several homes in Europe. I've been in Portofino. I saw his home in Portofino. Magnificent. Let me tell you, forget the house, the grounds. Magnificent. The grounds have to cost him a ton of money to take care of. I had 3 acres back in Utica, New York, where I spent my lifetime, and it cost me a ton of money to maintain 3 acres. This guy's got probably 100 acres, but the shrubbery is meticulously trimmed. I could not believe it. And there, in front of his home, in the bay in Portofino, sits his 165-foot yacht. So this guy's made a lot of money and continues to make money. Well, he was arrested when he was out of office. I think this was political, but he got arrested about 4 or 5 years ago for income tax evasion. They said that he had a piece of property that he was collecting rent on. It came to around, I'm not sure of the number, I don't recall. I think it was 36,000 euros. Understand that year and every year, Berlusconi pays millions in euros in taxes to the government. But somehow here his accountant slipped up and they had this little piece of property that was being rented out. No one ever listed it for years on his tax returns. So they arrested him. They tried him and he was convicted. And he's on appeal right now. And here's how the tax situation works in Italy. First of all, they investigate you for 2, 3, 4 years before they do anything. They never investigate anyone the year before a national election because they want the vote. Once you've been investigated and arrested, then it takes you time to come to trial. Once you come to trial about 4 or 5 years later, we're adding years on here, and then this is the best part of it all. It takes 8 to 10 years if you're convicted. You have an automatic right to an appeal. To have your appeal perfected. You don't get reached in the appellate court for 8 to 10 years. Now, and people know this, especially the rich and wealthy, and they don't pay their taxes because if they do get caught, it's going to take 10-plus years for their case to be finally adjudicated in a court. And who the hell knows if they're even going to be alive by the end of that time? So they don't pay, and that's the way it is in Italy. Now, you say, oh, these people are terrible, they're awful, the Greeks don't pay taxes, the Italians don't pay taxes. Well, look what's happening in this country. You know, it's that we are, those who criticize Greece for this, it's the pot calling the kettle black. What happens in this country? Corporations and the rich have offshore accounts. Why do they have these offshore accounts? So they can secret monies and not pay income taxes to the United States on those monies. And the money sitting out in the offshore accounts that American corporations and the American wealthy have made this money and put it in an offshore account so they didn't have to pay taxes is in the trillions of dollars. And the terrible part of all this is it's legal in this country. Our Congress and past presidents have made this tax gimmick legal. You make the money here, you put it in the Cayman Islands, or you put it in some small country in Europe, and you don't have to pay taxes on it unless you bring it back into this country. They leave it there or they spend it there in Europe. And we legalize it here in this country. What I'm trying to say is we're not doing any different than the Greek businessman's doing or the Greek people or the Italian businessman and the Italian people. So the knife cuts both ways. When we are critical of them, and I hate this one, Greece is doing this. They don't pay taxes. We don't pay taxes. We wouldn't have the debt we have in this country, which is in the trillions of dollars, if everyone paid their taxes, if these corporations and wealthy people paid their taxes instead of putting it in an offshore account. It's just the way everybody's doing the same thing, but we're doing it also in this country, so I think it's lousy when they pour out the situation. Some more thoughts I have on Greece. I can't help it. I feel strongly on this. I feel strongly because I believe the world can be brought to its knees economically. Major recession if Greece pulls out, the Euro Union is going to get hurt, another country pulls out, you're going to have a recession. Even without another country pulling out, you're going to have a major recession in Europe. Could be. I can't say definitely it's going to happen. I'm not an economist. But my sense is it's going to happen, and it will come over here to the United States because we are one global world now, they tell us. Now, let me share another thought with you here about this Greek thing. There are similarities between Greece and us. Both countries, the United States and Greece, we've amassed large debts. Both countries are run by politicians eager to tell voters what they want to hear about national finances, not what they need to hear. Both countries have aging populations, and both have been plunging headlong towards a debt crisis. The difference between Greece and the United States is Greece is further along, okay? It's just further along. We're going to catch up with them someday unless we change how we do things. The U.S. Treasury, okay, is owed $18.2 trillion. That's how much we're in debt, my friends. That puts the United States, along with Greece, in a select group, just the two of them, okay, whose debts exceed 100% of their annual economic output. In other words, we owe more money than we take in. It's not a good place for us to be as a country. Paul Krugman reported in the New York Times a couple of days ago, I'm going to paraphrase this because I'm running out of time, but he says what they're doing with Greece and screwing around with it, it's like in the old days of medieval times, if you were sick, they bled you. They used to cut you or bring the blood suckers in and take blood out of you. And if you didn't get well, they sucked some more blood out of you. This was the medical way of doing things, accepted back in those days. And he says what they're doing to Greece is the same thing, the Euro Union. They keep forcing it. They loan them the money to make the interest payment. That gets added onto the debt. It gets bigger and bigger. The interest keeps running on everything now. It gets compounded. The principal never gets reduced. They will never get out of debt. I believe, and I'm sharing this with you, that if Greece walks away from the Euro Union, it's going to be tough for a year or two for them, no tougher than it has been. But I'm willing to bet 5 years from now, the present stagnation will turn into a boom. Once they are in control of their own destiny, they will succeed, because then any money they make is going to stay in Greece. They're not going to pay this unreasonable debt back, a debt that cannot be paid in anyone's lifetime. Okay, very quickly, we've got a terrible situation in this country. We spend so much money on the military, but we never seem to spend it in the right place. We got these two stupid wars going on for 10, 12 years, Afghanistan, Iraq. And here's what it's come down to, my friends, the United States Marines. They are our first line of defense if we have another Bangladesh, the embassy's in trouble. Our American citizens are in jeopardy somewhere in the world. We send the Marines in. This is the way it is. This is the way it has been. They are our quick response team. The only problem is we don't have the ships to get them there. We do not have enough vessels any longer in the United States Navy to get our people someplace quickly, the Marines quickly, to help our people. Okay, so what are we doing? We're renting space on foreign ships to do this if it is necessary. They call it buying space on foreign ships. I think this sucks. I think this is an embarrassment. We are the strongest nation in the world. We can't use our own ships to get the Marines someplace. We got to buy space on someone else's ship. Well, that's my show for this week. I'm sorry to spend so much time on Greece, but Greece is important, not because I know Greece. Greece is important to the world. It's like World War I when it got started in 1914. Problems could be avoided, and the Euro Union has not tried to avoid problems. Germany and the rest of the Euro Union has said, pay me now. I don't want to extend your notes. I don't want to give you any relief. And if bad things happen, and I believe they're going to, then they brought this disaster upon themselves. And I think in the final analysis, as I said a moment ago, Greece is going to come out way ahead if they walk out of this thing. And that is my show for this week. Thank you for joining me. The show is archived, as you know, on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. And if you go to my Key West Lou website, it is linked to that. I'll talk with you again next week.